Rip City, can you hear me? Come in, come in. Can you hear me? Brace yourself, brace yourself. This is going to be a, I have a feeling this is not going to be the most popular podcast that we put out, but it's something that I think we need to talk about. First and foremost, Fawad's here with me again tonight. Fawad, how are you?
I'm doing great, but let's get into it first.
So, needless to say, we kind of talked about it in the last podcast. This podcast is going to mostly be just about the idea of trading Dame and the realistic chance that it could actually happen if that's what we decided to do. Before we even jump into it, Dame is essentially, when you think of the Portland Trailblazers, you think of Damian Lillard. So, I mean, he is the Portland Trailblazers essentially. And he's given us 10 years of magic, and it's going to be extremely hard pill to swallow if we were to trade him. But I would be lying if I said I wasn't getting more and more okay with that idea of trading him. So let's jump right into it. Fawad, first and foremost, what's your thoughts? How's your feelings on actually trading Dame?
So first of all, you said it'll probably be a really, unpopular podcast, which is what I expected a few weeks ago, but from what I've seen online, I actually feel like most people are also in favor of trading Dame, which was very surprising to me. But, I think, we have talked about this a little bit in the last few episodes, but I am somewhat in favor of it. But also my caveat is that Dame requests out. If he wants to stay, I think we should keep him no matter what. But if he asks out, I do think that trading him would be better for our team in the long run and better for Dame in the short run than keeping him and trying to build around him. That kind of sums up my thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's spot on. I think if he does not want out, although I'm going to say this, let me just say this. This whole, like, Dame getting on social media and posting all these cryptic things and going on all these podcasts and saying all these things, I don't know if it's just to try to, leverage our pick a little bit more, make it seem like, oh, actually, Portland might actually use that draft pick, or if it really is Dame just, it's driving me crazy. Just stop. Like, just stop. All listening to all the people freak out thinking he's going to be traded, and then listen to all the people that are, like, freaking out that, oh, my God, we're going to use the draft pick. Just, it's driving me crazy. I don't know about you, but I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's definitely been more than before, but he in the same podcast, he did mention that he thinks he'll start the season as the Blazer. So, that it might not be a total leverage move. It might have been just his honest answer. But he did say that he plans on staying. It's weird because, normally he just shut down any question, like, I'm here, I'm in Portland. I think I remember one time maybe on Twitter, he was asked if any team but Portland, where would he be? And he did answer that with, I think he said like Utah or Lakers. But other than that, like he never even entertains that question. And he has been talking about it on podcasts about how, what teams he might prefer. So that is interesting. I'm not hurt by it or anything. If he wants out, I have no ill will towards him. Totally okay with it. I think, I haven't been a Blazers fan for too long, but I do think that he's the best Blazer of all time. And he's done so much for the team, so much for the city. And I think that whatever he wants is, we all should be like perfectly okay with it. That's my thought.
You're spot on. If there's a single person that would be like absolutely furious that he asks out, like That dude has done so much for us and stuck by us for through so much shit that he shouldn't have to. Like, we are so lucky that he is as loyal as he is, because I don't think there's a lot of players that would have dealt with what he's had to deal with. So if there's anybody that would be like furious that we end up trading him and him asking out, I don't even know. There's no convincing you otherwise if that's it, because you've had your mind made up already. So I would not be upset I would be upset if Dame asked out, but I would understand it, and I wouldn't be angry that he did it. So yeah, I agree with you 100%. So let's hop into this. Let's first let's just kind of go over why, and honestly, this probably will be what we talk about the most. Why we are leaning towards the idea of trading Dame more than we have in the past, and you know. So let me send it to you first. What's your thoughts on it? Why are you more okay with this idea now?
Well, okay. I think the biggest thing for me, I feel like I haven't read too much, but I feel like this is probably what most people are thinking as well. I don't see any feasible, realistic way for us to build a contender around Dame. I don't think it'll happen this offseason. I don't think, you know, even if we give us 2 or 3 years, I don't know where I cut off, but what I was saying is I think there's no realistic way to build a contender. I don't think our young guys are good enough to contribute to a contender within like a year or two. I don't think we have enough assets to trade for a superstar. You know, I think Siakam will make us a great team if we do decide to keep Dame and build around him. But that, like, pretty much all our assets will be used towards that, and that's not building a contender. We'll have a really good starting lineup. We might have, you know, one or two decent bench players. Might even win a playoff round. But I just don't see any way, like, let alone contender, I don't see us having any chance of getting to the finals. I think Western Conference Finals would be, like, a miracle run. Obviously, a lot of this depends on how we actually build the roster, but in my opinion, like, even the best case scenario, I don't see us building a good enough roster to get, like, to be a top three team in the West, in my opinion. So that's why, if you are of the opinion that, like, championship or bust, well, championship is not an option. So you trade Dame, you rebuild. That's like 60% of my reasoning. The other 40%, Dame is so good. He's done so much for the team. Team has not put a good team around him. Like, mm-hmm. The front office has not put a good team around him. And I'm watching these playoffs year after year. I'm watching, you know, even though they didn't win, I'm watching Jimmy Butler get to the finals. I'm watching Jokic win a championship. Like, it's crazy. Like, I want that for Dame, you know? I want him to have that success. And again, it's not happening with Portland. So obviously, if he stays and he retires as a Blazer, that's amazing. You know, I'd love him for that. But at the same time, like, I want to see him successful. And if that's not going to happen here, I'm happy rooting for him, you know, somewhere else. It's kind of similar to, I don't know what the rationale was at the time, but it's kind of similar to KG and the Wolves in the early to mid 2000s. Like, he's an all-time great. They weren't able to put a team around him, but traded to the Celtics, and you know, when they won a championship, Wolves fans were like ecstatic. Mm-hmm. A lot of them considered that to be like one of the best moments in their fanhood, even though it didn't involve the Wolves, because KG was like their Dame, you know. Even though he left and won a championship, like, it was great for the fans too. So if Dame leaves and wins the championship, I'm happy for him, and I'm happy, like, I'm just happy to see that happen. So I want Dame to be the one in the finals. Get, like, I want all the lights on him. I want the world to see how good he is, you know. Like, watching these finals, almost every single game, I'm just like, God, I wish Dame was here. That's kind of, you know, the other half of you know, why I'm kind of in the boat of trading Dame, because I think that he can have so much success somewhere else, and like, it would just cement him in NBA history, I feel like, if he were to win a championship, which I feel like is likely. But again, it's not a guarantee, so I understand, you know, wherever he goes is not remotely a guarantee, but I do think he'd have a great chance in many different situations.
Yeah, I mean, any team he goes to is instantly going to be, you know, instantly going to be a playoff team. As long as, okay, let's backtrack a little bit. Any decent team that he goes to, which most likely any team that's going to be trading for him is going to be a good team. So instantly becomes more of a playoff, a deeper playoff team. But you brought it up. You want people to see Dame. And back in 2019, when we made that crazy run, do you remember hearing like all the people like just losing their mind about Dame, like how crazy good he is? And then it goes right back to once that little run goes over, and the next year and the year after, it's just back to the Blazers, you know, saying how good he is, and you don't really ever hear it again. And it's like, yeah, what Dame did in that playoff run was absolutely insane. And yeah, he had the crazy big shot, you know, against Oklahoma, and we made it to the Western Conference. And that was the most I think we've ever heard Dame be talked about, like in the national media and everything, other than right now with every single stupid trade rumor we hear. But yeah, obviously Portland's a small market team, but you know what? That doesn't stop Milwaukee from winning. That doesn't stop Denver Nuggets from winning this year. Yes, small market teams have it a little bit harder. You have to draft better. You have to develop better. But this is the exact reason why if we're going to go this route, and I think it might be the right route at this point, the Nuggets are an exact, like a perfect example. They have pretty much drafted their entire team that contributed to this championship. They had obviously Jokic, who's unbelievable. And like we said in the last podcast, if you don't like Jokic, then you just don't like basketball, because that dude plays unbelievable. They have Jamal Murray. They have Michael Porter Jr. The only guy that I can for sure say that like really contributed, I guess there's two of them that really contributed, was Aaron Gordon, who came from Orlando, and then Jeff Green, who's, you know, a journeyman and been, you know, to many teams. But
and Bruce Brown was amazing too. He was a free agent.
That's true. Who was Bruce Brown from? San Antonio?
Oh, he was Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Okay. And here's the one crazy stat that I saw about this. The only top, like, what did it say? I don't want to say top 15, but I think it was top 15 pick they have is Aaron Gordon at 4. So you don't need these 1 and 2 and 3, you know, picks to be this good of a team. Obviously, Jokic is, you know, a very rare case of being a second round pick, a late second round pick, and being as good as he is. Being as great as he is, because he's not good, he's great. I want to say Michael Porter Jr. was like 16th pick or something like that. 15,
so what you said was might have been like top 14, which is
okay. And Jamal Murray, I want to say, was like late round, first round pick, if I remember right. I can look right now. He was the 26th pick. Or no, sorry. No, he says he was the 7th. So I don't know what that thing was it was talking about. Maybe that thing didn't know what it was talking about. but I mean, this team is built. This team, the main core is all drafted players. You got Jokic, you got Murray, you got Michael Porter Jr. Those three guys, you know, and Christian Braun. I mean, he's a rookie this year, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And he played some important minutes. He made some important plays. So if we're going to capitalize on Dame, if we're going to trade him, we're going to use him as trade. All of this to say, we have to draft good. We have to make these picks matter, and we have to develop something that not necessarily we've done very well with developing. A lot of these players we get, like, for instance, Gary Trent, they start to show a little promise and then we move them. Obviously trying to capitalize on kind of a win now scenario, or the fact that we don't think they're going to re-sign with us. But you've got Shaedon Sharpe, who looks like he could be the real deal. Maybe not to the Dame's level, but he could be the real deal. You have Simons, who has some good promise too. If you make this trade, then obviously you're keeping the third pick, and you know, people absolutely love Scoot, and a lot of people say he could be number one if it wasn't for Wembanyama. So, I mean, that right there, you have, granted, they're all kind of guards, and it's hard to kind of win with just all guards unless you're Curry and Clay. But that's a good starting point. And maybe you decide, Simons needs to be traded, and you bring in somebody else. You bring in, you know, a veteran. You bring in, maybe you wait a year or two, and then you bring in someone to help, you know, win, be a bigger presence. There's a lot to it, and it's hard to talk about because, you know, we all love Dame, but man, thinking about what we could get, and I agree with you. I think there's so much that we have to do to become a championship team that I don't think it's possible. I think we've wasted too many years. Neil O'Shea has kind of screwed us for too long, and we've waited too long, and they're trying to do so much in a year or two, and I hope it's possible, but I don't think it's possible. And I think the more realistic and reasonable route is to just move on from Dame and try to rebuild. And, you know, you're kind of going to have a little quick rebuild if you have Sharp and Simons and, you know, Scoot or even Miller. But I mean, I don't know. It's hard to talk. It's hard to think about because you, like, I've never thought like, oh man, we got to trade Dame, but I feel like it's kind of getting to that point where we have to, and we have to be okay with that idea. Let me ask you this question, Fawad. How many first round picks do you think Dame is worth, like, in a trade? Let's just say there's no, like, big, let's say it's kind of like a Rudy Gobert trade where it's just, there's not really any big name players in the trade other than Gobert, other than Dame. But it's mostly just picks. How many picks? To me, he's worth more than Gobert is, but I don't think that'll ever happen again.
It's kind of tough because, like, it depends on the team too. It's like, you know, four late 20s aren't worth even as much as I'd say like one top five pick. Mm-hmm. But I guess at the same time, we're likely to only be dealing with, you know, good teams in the first place. I'd say three picks from, you know, from a decent playoff team is, I'd say, what I'd expect.
Yeah. Well, and one thing you have to take in effect is if we're trading Dame, these picks aren't going to be like 24, 25, 26. Yeah. They're probably going to be 27, 28, 29, something like that, where you're.
Even 24 isn't great. Like, if we could get like a, you know, a lottery pick somehow, that would be a lot.
Yeah.
A lot better. You know, like, I think, what is it? Brooklyn owns a couple of the Rockets picks. You know, if there was some, you know, some way to get those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe even two would be interesting. If you can get two Rockets picks, that might be like top 10. But yeah, I think in general, I think three picks is probably what I think is fair.
So let me ask you another question. So let's say we trade Dame. Let's not worry about what we got for Dame. Let me just ask you this core right here. Sharp, Simons, and Scoot. Is that a core that you think the Blazers, one, would keep, and two, is that something that's feasible enough to actually be good?
By good, do you mean contender or do you mean playoffs?
I would say eventually down the road to be like a contender.
Then no, I think that's three guards as your foundation, and that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Do I keep them? Yes, I keep them for at least a year. I would keep them for a year. See, like, what you can get for Simons, maybe, if he develops a little bit more. And then maybe keep Sharp and Scoot as your foundation if they both seem legit. But I think three is too much. You definitely can't build a contender like that. Even if you kept it for, like, 2 years until you made the playoffs and then kind of traded one of them for something, like, better, that could be mm-hmm. interesting. But I don't think long-term it could work. Short-term, sure, why not? Like, you don't really worry about fit when you're starting to build a team.
Exactly.
You want to get all the talent first. But then, yeah, long-term, no.
Well, and if you look at it, you know, people are always, this is a star-driven league, right?
Yeah.
If you look at it, granted, I do consider Murray kind of an all-star. But if you look at it, Jokic was the only all-star. Although I think Murray is an all-star and he played, you know, amazing in the playoffs as well. But that's one all-star on a team that absolutely, like, I don't know how many people actually watched all the playoffs, but Denver was clearly like the best team. Like there was no every series was pretty much just Denver was in control all of it. And so not to compare us to Denver, but that's right there just proof that you don't have to have 2-3 all-stars on a team. And with this new CBA coming out, it's starting to sound like a lot of teams are going to go back to these 2 all-stars at the max, and you're not going to see these super teams as much anymore, which I can't tell you how excited I am to see that, because I'm so tired of super teams and I'm so tired of these dudes teaming up with each other. I think
what is it, like last 2 or 3 years, it's already kind of shifting towards two stars naturally. Mm-hmm. I guess you can, if you want to count the Warriors as a super team, but they're kind of at the tail end. Like Bucks was just Giannis, and I mean, I guess Drew and Middleton were technically all stars, but they weren't like superstars. I feel like it's been more like two. Like, there's never more than 2 superstars. And you're right, because like it's been so much more fun. Like, this playoffs was like amazing. Last playoffs, I think, was really fun too. So it's the, you know, more of this, like, yes, like all day.
And I just saw something, I wish I could remember what it was, but it was something like this playoffs had some crazy percentage more viewers this year than in previous years. And so everyone's saying that, you know, playoffs that don't have LeBron and don't have Curry and don't have all these large market teams in the finals, they did just fine. And it was it may not have been the most competitive series, but I just truly think Denver was clearly just better than every other team that was out there. But the other thing with Milwaukee and Golden State is, and what I just talked about, they drafted all these players. These are all players that they didn't have to go out and recruit. They didn't have to get trades for them. These are players they drafted, developed, and turned out to be great players. Middleton, Giannis, Curry, Thompson. Some people like to say Draymond, but I will never say that. So we won't say that. But like, these are all players that just turned out to be great players. And that's what it is. You develop these players. If Shaedon Sharpe turns out to be a great player, then we're in a good spot. If Scoot turns out to be a great player, we're in a good spot. But it's all about development. It's all about drafting. And, you know, I wish I could remember his name, the new guy that we have that's supposed to be like such a good scouting person.
Oh,
I trust him. Yes, Mike Schmitz. Thank you. I trust him. He's a very smart guy. And a lot of the picks that he's said in the past, I kind of went back and looked at a lot of his stuff. A lot of the stuff that he said back then, you know, in the previous years has turned out to be good advice and good picks and good players. So I think we're in a good spot there. And I know that they're doing their diligence on these draft picks. So I'm going to be honest with you. I could see a very small chance, but I could see them using the pick and keeping Dame. It's very small, but I could see it.
I hope not.
I hope that's not the case, but I also wouldn't be surprised. And at that point, that might be where we see Dame eventually ask out, halfway through the season. But yeah, the league's changing, thankfully, and I'm excited for it. And I think trading Dame might be our best shot at actually being good in the next. It's not even about being like not being like consistently good the next 5 years. It's about like what gives us the best chance to win a championship. And as much as I love Dame, and you know, 2-3 years ago, I would have said, yeah, it's keeping Dame and, you know, building around him. But like you said, I think at this point it's too late. We've wasted too many years and he's still playing amazing. And it's not because he's not good. It's just, we have so much to make up now that I don't think it happens. Also, if we trade Dame, then obviously Jeremy Grant's not being re-signed. So that's another 20-something million that we're not spending on a player. So we're off of $42 million from Dame and $20 million, 20, 25, 30, whatever Grant ends up signing. I would assume probably Nurkic is gone at that point too, right? Do you think he'd be gone?
Probably, but I like depends on what
he would make more sense to keep. Not more sense, but he would probably be the one that they would end up keeping out of everyone because his contract's not crazy. He's still fairly young. I think he's like 27 or 28. And I mean, you might not get enough value to trade him at that point. But who knows? So there's a couple trades I just wanted to run by you that I saw. Really, the only one that seems to be the most popular, and with Dame going on that podcast and saying, you know, he wants to go to Miami if he had to go somewhere, is Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin, Nikola Jovic. I wish it was Jokic, but, you know, we'll get the knockoff. So Victor Oladipo, the 18th pick, a 2027 first round pick, and a 2029 first round pick. So if I sit here and I think about it, those 27 and 29 picks will probably be good picks that by that time. That's far enough where Dame's probably either not playing anymore or is no longer the Dame that we know. Same with Jimmy Butler. And you got Bam, who's going to be up there in age as well. So Miami might not be looking as good, but also we have to take in effect that Miami is Miami. So they could get free agents that go there to play there. I don't think this is crazy value. Like, I don't think this is a crazy trade. Let me say it that way. Tyler Hero, obviously, is a good player. To me, he's Simons. So you're at that point have two Simonses on your team. Mostly it's the picks that I care about at that point. Caleb Martin's decent. Nikola, I mean, he just doesn't really play, so I don't really know much about him. And for a while, Victor Oladipo looked really good, but at that point, we're not trying to compete anymore, so does it really matter if he's good or not? Not really. Yeah. It's more about the picks and Tyler Hero. In my opinion, if we did this trade, I feel like either Tyler Hero or Simons then would have to go, because it doesn't make sense to have both of them on our team with Sharp and Scoot. So one of those guys, and so maybe it's a three-team trade, and maybe we get some more assets for trading one of them. I don't know. What's your thoughts on this trade?
Yeah, I've seen that trade, and I've also seen just like Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Caleb Martin instead of like Oladipo and Jovic. But anyways, I think, you know.
Did it still have all the picks?
Yeah, same. It was the same picks.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so what I've seen from most people is that they think it's a horrible trade for us, because they you know, like the whole thing with Miami getting free agents, developing their players, they'll never be bad. At the same time, mm-hmm. I feel like 2026, Jimmy and Dame will both be like 36, 37. They're both going to be making $60 million. Jimmy becomes a free agent that year, so he might not be on the books for 2027, but Dame would be making like 60 plus. So I feel like it's going to be hard for them to build a good team, like, you know, once Dame and Jimmy are near the end of their careers. So I feel like those picks have a really good chance of coming good. So that does interest me. The 18th pick is also decent. I think, like, you know, some people don't like it because it's already the 18th versus, you know, like, Boston 2027 pick might be anything. In my opinion, I don't think you know, a Boston 2027 pick is going to be higher than 18. So 18 is solid. Also, I'm really high on Hero. I actually think Hero is better than Simons, although it's very, very close. I think Simons' playmaking ability makes it an argument, but I think Hero's a better scorer. If it was just those two, I wouldn't mind keeping them for a year or two together. But once you throw in Sharp and once you throw in potentially Scoot, then yeah, I think one of them probably, like, we probably should trade one of them this summer for, like, for more assets, flip them for, like, a pick or two. You know, so if you think about it like that, like, let's say we trade Simons, then we're getting Hero, who's a really good shooting guard, the 18th pick, two future picks, which I think could be really decent, and, you know, flipping Simons for another decent pick. So I think that's a solid package, in my opinion. It might not be the absolute best that anyone can offer. Once if you throw in some context, it's not bad. Like, first of all, the only people bidding for Dame are going to be playoff teams. Most of the picks playoff teams can offer will not be that good. First of all. Second of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do right by Dame. You know, we might not let him pick the exact team he wants, but I think we'll definitely consider his opinion and his preferences, and we'll at the very least trade him to a team that will be a contender. So that's also gonna, you know, kind of lower his price a little bit, and also kind of limit the teams that can trade for him. So that's something you have to consider. And the third thing is, I just had it open 1 second. Dame has 4 years left after this, making $45 million, $49 million, $58 million, and $63 million. That's a big contract for someone who's going to be like, what? He's 33 now. By the end of it, he'll be 37. So that's, you know, that's a big contract. And he, you know, he might age well, but $60 million is a lot of money to pay. So I think, you know, his contract might, you know, people are probably expecting us to get like four picks from like a lottery team. That's not realistic. We're going to be trading him to a good team. So we're already not getting, you know, more than like one, maybe two lottery picks if we're lucky. And then, if Dame wants to go to a team, we might choose a slightly worse package just to make him happy. Like, that's a very, very realistic possibility. No, we're not going to take a terrible package just because Dame wants to go there. But if one is like, you know, slightly better, but Dame wants to go to the other team, I can see us taking the slightly worse one. So all things considered, I think that's a package that I'm happy with. I might be a little bit biased because Dame and Jimmy are my two favorite players and I want to see them play together so, so badly. But like, I'm trying to be objective and, you know, unbiased. But I think that's, you know, I think it's a decent return for Portland.
No, and you made a great point. I didn't even factor in the fact that, let alone are they going to be 30, you know, 38 or however old they are when 27 and 29 come around. But yeah, you made a great point. $60 million is going to be hard to get off Dame, like to get Dame to go somewhere else. Like, no team is going to take 38-year-old Dame making $60 million. So now then Miami has a more difficult time making a more competitive roster to make that pick less valuable for us. So yeah, that's a great, I didn't even think about that. And also, I mean, if we're going to do right by CJ, you best believe we're going to do right by Dame too. So, I mean, I agree with you 100%. If there's two deals that are fairly close and one's a little bit worse, but that's where Dame wants to go, I don't foresee them ever saying, no, we're not doing that. There was one other trade that you had talked about that you had seen. I hadn't really seen it, but it's something that part of it does make sense. So it was Jaylen Brown, and you said a first round pick.
I didn't see, like, I might have seen it, but I don't remember the exact details, but a package built around Jaylen Brown and picks. I don't know how many picks Boston has available. Let's assume it's three. I doubt they have all four available. But like, Jaylen Brown and three picks, I've had so many people tell me that that's, you know, the best package that we can get and we should do that if we're offered it. But, you know, I'm going to refer you guys back to last episode for my opinions on Jaylen Brown. I don't really want him on the team. I don't think he's that good of a player, so that's already kind of like out for me. Then, as I mentioned earlier, those Boston picks, you know, even if they're 2029, 2030, like,
yes,
I don't see them.
Those ones could be, those ones could be much worse for us down the line because
Tatum's like, Jason, what, Tatum 22, is 23. He's going to be in his prime. You know, Dame's going to be good for at least, you know, two or three more years, maybe the very last one. Potentially could be somewhat decent, but again, Tatum is going to be peaking around that time, so I don't think those picks are going to be that good.
Yeah, as much as I like Jaylen Brown, as much as I do, and I know you don't, and you know, we talked about it last time, as much as I do, to me, the Miami deal is better, even though we're not getting Jaylen Brown. As much as I like him, it just doesn't make sense at that point to have Jaylen Brown and, you know, these picks that are most likely, you're going to get less picks because of how good Jaylen Brown is. And then you're also most likely going to get these picks that are going to be later in the draft because of how good Boston will be still. So as much as I love Jaylen Brown and I'd love for him to be on our team, I just, that trade doesn't make sense to me. I don't think I could say that would be a good trade for Dame. I mean, I would love to have Jaylen Brown, but it doesn't make sense team wise for us. Yeah, no go for me on that one.
Yeah.
Did you have any other trades you saw, or did you want to talk on that one more?
No, I'm good on that one. I think, you know, I'm not a huge fan. A couple other ones that I saw like, not, again, these ones aren't trades specifically. They're just teams that might have enough assets to put together a competitive offer while still being contenders. Actually, really, the only one I agree with on this list that I was sent is the Pelicans. You know, if they...
I'm glad you said that.
If they feel like Zion is too much of a headache, maybe they trade Zion and a couple of picks, and then you have a team... I mean, I guess CJ might need to be traded because you don't want to run that experiment again. But, you know, a team built around Dame, B.I., you know, they have a couple good young guys like Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Dyson Daniels, like, you know.
How Portland would it be to trade Dame for CJ? Get him back. No, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you brought this up because two things. I do want to talk about trading Dame to them, but also the new rumor is that Pelicans are very, very interested in trading up to get a second or third round pick to get Scoot. Yeah. So I know, and this came out today, I think. Today it came out, so it wasn't available for our podcast. Today or yesterday, yeah. So our last podcast where we talked about trading the third pick, this wasn't even an option. So let me ask you this. Let's just go straight with the third pick, first of all. Let's say they decided they wanted to trade the third pick, or they wanted to trade up and get the third pick from us. Obviously, it's got to either be Brandon Ingram or Zion. Here's my thoughts on this. The only way I'm trading the third pick to the Pelicans is for Brandon Ingram.
Yeah,
I want absolutely 100%. Nothing to do with Zion. I wouldn't trade Dame for Zion. I wouldn't trade a third pick for Zion. There is not anything you can say to convince me that Zion is a player that is dedicated to basketball, that wants to be a basketball player. Yes, I get it that Joel Embiid had a similar route at the beginning of his career where he missed the first two seasons and only played like 90 something games the first four seasons, and Zion's at like 110 games his first four seasons. The difference to me, though, is Embiid constantly was working to get better, and he didn't, like, get... I mean, come on. We saw the pictures of how huge Zion was. And I don't blame the dude. He's got money. If he wants to enjoy his life and he wants to eat pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs, I don't blame him. I want to do that every single day, and I don't have that type of money. But when you're a basketball player, when you have as much hype as you have with Zion, when you're, you know, supposed to be the next great thing and you're going to be trading the third pick for this player, I need a player that I know is going to be there. I need a player I know can be a good player. And I love Brandon Ingram, and my brother is a huge Brandon Ingram fan, so he's all excited that that could possibly happen. There's no way in hell that I would want Zion for Dame or for the third pick. It just does not make sense. He just does not seem like he cares that much about basketball. He does not seem that he's committed to keeping his body healthy enough to play basketball. And, you know, and that's his choice. He is interested in women, like, not that being interested in women's a problem, but like, he seems to be more interested in the women part of the life than the basketball part of life. He seems to be more interested in kind of having fun, and yeah, he's young, but you look at other players that are young and have money, and they're not acting the way he's acting. For those of you that have Twitter and have seen the craziness that's going on around him and some ladies right now, it's just, I don't know. I've kind of went on a rant there, but there's not a thing I would want for Zion. So
yeah,
for you, how do you feel?
I mean, I'm pretty much the same way. I wouldn't hold it against anyone for wanting him, because I think he's a high risk, high reward, and mm-hmm. you know, there's absolutely a chance that, you know, if we get him, he turns out to be an amazing player. You know, if he somehow manages to stay healthy and he's like the all-star he is, like the superstar he is when he does play in those like 30 games a year. Yes. But me personally, I tend to be risk averse, so I want nothing to do with that. But again, I wouldn't blame anyone for wanting to take that risk. It's just not what I would do at all.
Yeah, and I don't want anyone to think that I think Zion's not a good basketball player, because he is absolutely dominant when he plays, and he is very good. And like, when he is playing and he's playing that way, like, he deserved the number one pick and all the hype, because he really is, like, at times unstoppable. There's not really anything you can do against him. So it's not that I don't not like him, or not that he's not a good player. I just, he just doesn't seem committed. He doesn't seem that he, from what I've seen, it just doesn't seem like he loves basketball the way you would want a player that you're trading your third pick or Dame Lillard for on your team. And you know, our history with injuries with big men, and you know, he's got issues with his foot, his knees. I mean, let's be honest. If you have to be told we need to reteach you how to jump and land, like, that's a red flag right there. If you're being told you need to learn how to relearn how to walk or relearn how to jump and land, that's a problem. And he's a big dude. I mean, he really is big. So I don't know. There's just, I would love to have Brandon Ingram. I would love to trade a third pick for Brandon Ingram. That is a player that I, with something we didn't talk about when we were talking about players being traded, but there's also not like something that was on the table. But I almost would feel like Brandon Ingram over Siakam. Like, yeah, like to me, that's pretty close. I think Siakam, I don't know, honestly, close for me.
I do think I slightly prefer Siakam because I think he's a better defender.
Probably
a better playmaker too, but I think, you know, BI is obviously a better scorer, and his highs are probably like higher than Siakam's highs as well. It's very close.
Well, and not only are they interested in moving up to get, you know, Scoot, there's a team that's above us that could potentially also sweep in and make the trade to get to do this. The Hornets could very well trade number two and get Brandon Ingram or Zion if they really thought Zion was, you know, a LaMelo Ball and Zion pairing would be crazy. But like, that's a possibility too. So we could miss out on all of this. I came up with this. I actually asked Fawad if this was a crazy thought, but I've seen where we trade our third pick to the Pelicans or to the Hornets. The Hornets trade the second pick to the Pelicans. We get Ingram. The Hornets get Simons in the third pick, and the Pelicans get their second pick so they can take Scoot. And then the Hornets also get to take Miller, who they were going to take it to, you know, supposedly. And they get him a little bit cheaper now because instead of being the second pick, he's the third pick. So, I mean, that's a possibility. That'd be a crazy possibility, but I mean, that's a possibility. But yeah, trading Dame to New Orleans, I don't see New Orleans giving up Brandon Ingram for Dame. At that point, to me, it honestly makes more sense for them to give up CJ and, you know, some picks and, you know, maybe Herb Jones. I know New Orleans really likes Herb Jones. Maybe Trey Murphy. I just don't. To me, it wouldn't make sense for them to trade for Dame and get rid of Brandon Ingram.
That doesn't make sense. And
so it would either have to be Zion or CJ. So that would be a tough trade to swallow if it was Zion. I'll just put it that way. Although if he did come here, it's not like I wouldn't be rooting for him. I would not believe that it was going to end well for us. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you have more? Anything else you want to talk about with the trade?
No, not really with the trade. I did have one last question. You have no other thoughts.
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so the draft is next week Thursday. That's about 9 days away. Gun to your head, what do you think happens that night?
We trade the pick.
Who?
Who we trade it to, I couldn't tell you at this point. There's so many different, you know, suggestions that come out. But if I had to, I don't know, I'm really liking this Pelicans trade. So at that point, I'm hoping it's the Pelicans. But, you know, I think, gun to my head, I think we trade the pick. Because that's kind of what Dame wants. And I think that's really what they're trying to do, is do what Dame wants. I don't think it's necessarily the right move anymore, but I think that's what happens. I just don't know I just don't know what's going to be there. And we don't even know. There could be, once that draft starts, like anything can happen. Once the pressure is on, like, okay, we have 5 minutes or however long it is for these draft picks now. We have this much time to get a package to get Scoot or to get Brandon Miller. We'll see some crazy offers.
Things can get chaotic. Okay, let's make it a little bit easier for you. I'll give you four options. Okay. One, so it's all of them are the pick being traded.
Sure.
One is it's for Siakam. One is for Jalen Brown. That's two. Third one would be for Brandon Ingram. And fourth is anyone else.
You said let's make it easier, and somehow you made it harder. okay. Totally unbiased here. As much as I like Jalen Brown, I think I would go Brandon Ingram, Jalen Brown, Siakam. If I had the choice, it would be Brandon Ingram. If it wasn't Brandon Ingram, it would be Jalen Brown. And if it wasn't Jalen Brown, it would be Siakam. If it's not one of those three, I almost don't want to trade the. I don't want to trade the pick. I'd rather trade Dame. Because I don't honestly know. There's people that want Karl Anthony Towns. God, please, no.
No.
There's people that want DeAndre Ayton. God, please, no. No, no, no.
I mean, but like, what if, let's say, like a PG comes out of nowhere? What do you think about that?
So there was rumors about that, right? There was rumors that could be a thing. I think that's too late. At this point, PG and Dame, I don't think works. 2-3 years ago, yes. Now, I don't think so. And I like Paul George, and I think he's a very good player. Health is part of the issue. And I just don't... Like, we'd have to obviously make more moves than just Paul George. Like, there would still need to be more done. And let me preface this by saying, even with Jalen Brown, Brandon Ingram, and Siakam, more would need to be done. But I feel almost like even more would need to be done with Paul George. I wouldn't hate it. He's a good player. He fit well with Dame. He's a good defender. He's a good playmaker. He can create for himself. Health is a big issue, though. A very big issue. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going to happen for what. I have no idea. I'm so confused. Dame's got me confused with all of his tweets and podcasts and Instagram. And you know, sometimes because of what's happening, these posts that he posts get so blown out of proportion. He posted a thing about Lillard time being infinite. And people are like, oh, here we go. Like, what does that even mean? He posted his watch and the infinite sign, which is Lillard time being infinite. And people are like looking into it like, oh, that means he wants out. And I don't understand it. I guess I can't see that, but I don't know. What about you? Last question for you. What about you? Out of all those players you named and gun to your head, what's happening?
Gun to my head, I think we do it for Siakam. And yeah, like Siakam and nothing else. And I think that most people would be disappointed in the moment. Yeah, I think that's my pick.
You think people would be disappointed to trade it for Siakam?
The moment, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be underwhelmed.
I mean, I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd love to have Siakam.
I think by the time the season starts, people would come around to it. But I think on draft night, people would be expecting more.
Yep. And we talked about this last time. Siakam only has one more year or two more years?
I think just one more.
Just one more? Okay. So, well, you said it best. The draft is coming up. How many days now? Eight?
Eight or nine, depending on if you want to count today.
Yeah. So, I'm going to assume we are going to probably do another watch party for everyone that's listening. Yeah. If you have Discord, we're going to probably do another watch party. We did it last year for the draft. We did it this year for the lottery. A lot of fun. Everyone's pretty respectful. So you're not listening to everybody, you know, talking over each other. Everyone's pretty respectful and you can just kind of sit there and enjoy. React, talk a little bit, and you know, for those of you that can't watch it, there's a spot for you to watch it now. But you have to be in Discord. So if you're not in Discord, you know, there's a link in the bio, there's a link in our podcast descriptions, there's a link on Twitter, there's links everywhere. We can get you a link. It does not matter. We'll get you in here. Anything else, Fouad?
No, I'm good for tonight.
All right. So we probably won't do another podcast until after the draft.
Yeah.
So everybody brace yourself. It's going to be a crazy couple days. Other than that, thanks for listening. And as always, Rip City, baby. Thanks to My Life Pursuing for the music used on the intros and the outros of this podcast. You can check them out on all major streaming platforms at My Life Pursuing.
I'm trying, Jennifer.